Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm here once again with Jim Cassidy. We have a nice title in front of us here, Kingdoms Apart, Engaging the Two Kingdoms Perspective. It's edited by Ryan McElhaney, and it's published by PNR Publishing. Now, we've done a review with Nelson, an interview with Nelson Klosterman on his contributions to this book, but we want to open it up with fuller discussion and provide a very brief overview and some thoughts and criticisms about this book. Jim, what do you have to say?
Well, I don't know if I have anything profound to say. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I don't. I'd like to at least say, encourage our listeners to pick up this book and read it. It really is worth the read. If you are at all interested in the debates and the issues that are going back and forth with regard to two kingdom theology, it's absolutely essential reading. You may agree with it, you may disagree with it, but I do think that it needs to be reckoned with in our own thinking and in our own contemplation of the issues that are at hand. Just very briefly, Camden, there is a foreword in the book by Jim Skillen, and there is an introduction, which is a defense of neo-Calvinism by Ryan McElhaney, and that's very good. He lays things out. He articulates neo-Calvinism very, very clearly, very precisely. And the introduction is don't skip the introduction. Let me just say that, okay? Just because it's not numbered with Arabic numbers, but ruminal numbers, don't skip it. Make sure you read it. It's very well done. It's divided. The book is divided into three parts. Part one addresses the issue of kingdom reign and rule, has articles by Cornell Venema. Again, as we come to know and expect from Dr. Venema, very clearly articulated and argued chapter in which he interprets Calvin's public theology. Very, very well done. Gene Haas has another one on Calvin and natural law. Nels Klosterman also has one on natural law and two kingdoms and the thought of Herman Bavinck. A very good piece. As you know, Klosterman has been very much involved in translating Dutch works into English. Very much on the front scenes with regard to Herman Bavinck and writing scholarship on Bavinck's theology, and of course part in getting a lot of Kuyper stuff translated as well. Part two is kingdom citizenship, this contains several lectures that were given by de Graaff. If you know that Promise and Deliverance.
Yeah, I picked that up after talking to Dr. Klosterman. It's a great series.
Yeah, redemptive historical type of lessons that are being done on the entirety of the Bible. Just, very, very nicely done work that has been very influential, really, in at least the OPC, I know. Highly recommended among OP pastors and such, especially those interested in redemptive historical preaching. De Graaff has a couple of lectures in here that are translated by Klosterman and introduced as well by Klosterman, and those are just wonderfully done, very helpful. Some other articles there in the second section on Abraham Kuyper, other stuff that are dealing with issues of ethics. Does dual citizenship mean dual ethic? And then the third part is on kingdom living, articles by Scott Swanson, Jason Leaf, and another one closing article by Ryan McElhaney as he talks about redeemed culture.
Yeah.
As I read through this, like I said, pick it up, please. Read it, give it a thoughtful everything is so well written in this book, at least so far. I mean, I haven't read all of the articles in it yet. I'm about halfway through the thing. But what I have read so far, especially the translations of DeGraff's work, everything is just so well written, nicely laid out. Just a joy of a book to read. Part of the concern I have about the book, however, is that I'm not persuaded, and people are going to have different takes on this, but I'm not persuaded that neo-Calvinism provides the answer that we're looking for to perhaps what we might call a more radical reform, a radical two-kingdom perspective. I do think that neo-Calvinism answers a lot of my concerns about two-kingdom theology, but it also, with those answers, it's one of those things, Camden, where you're letting something in through the front door and you're saying, oh, this is good, and then you see what it's trailing in behind, and you kind of want to close the door before the tail end gets in. There are some aspects of neo-Calvinism, which I'm extremely uncomfortable with, that do come up time and time and time again throughout the course of the book. So you need to discern that for yourself. You need to read it and read it carefully, thoughtfully, read it scripturally with a biblical world and life view, and ask yourself, where are they providing helpful answers? Where are some of the answers not helpful, and discern? And I think that if I could just, maybe wrap up with this last thought, is the idea of what Voss and Van Til offer us in terms of understanding things in an eschatological fashion, in so much as our eschatology informs our epistemology and our ontology as well. But I think that if we think in those terms, if we are articulating a consistently Vantillian and Vossian perspective on the issue of church and culture, cult and culture, whatever, however you want to divide that, Christ and culture, I think we come to a better, more level-headed grounding and perspective. And I think that's where we need to go. I think that's where the discussion needs to go. I think that there have been very good examples in terms of scholarship and books out there of the two-kingdom perspective. I think that there are good books on the neo-Calvinist perspective. But I'm waiting to see that book come out, which is thoroughly Vantillian and Vossian, and which offers what I would regard as a more balanced perspective on the two kingdom debate. Yeah. We're still waiting, I think, for that book, and it would be helpful to see that, I think, down the line. I don't think we have that here with Kingdoms Apart, but nevertheless, I would urge for people to pick up and read it and consider it, consider the arguments, and there is really a lot of helpful stuff in here, and it really is a book that it's worth your time.
Yeah, and it might be the case that we need a lot more scholarship on a Vantillian approach, because there's a lot of debate about what his views were in terms of the interaction between the church and the broader culture, and some people yep. just say he's just a straight up neo-Calvinist, and other people might disagree with that broad assessment. So it might take a while for that book to come out because there might be a lot more work that needs to be done, foundational work. But nevertheless, Kingdoms Apart is a welcome addition to the conversation and discussion, and would be helpful to be read in light of David Van Drunen's works, especially this title with the Baker Academic. It's helpful to see more interaction on the subject. So check that book out, Kingdoms Apart, from PNR Publishing, edited by Ryan McElhaney. We want to thank everybody for listening. You can visit us online at reformedforum.org. And until next time, we'll catch you again on the Reformed Media Review.